Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sunday night, the White House confirmed President Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, provided Russia does not invade Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Vladimir Putin and Biden to attend a summit at de-escalating the Ukraine crisis. Details will be ironed out on Thursday. Ottawa police have cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday, ending a 24-day occupation of the city's protest. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since Friday. The protest lasted 24 days. Many have called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's actions fascist. Every third Monday in February is designated as President's Day, a federal holiday originally established in 1885 and is generally seen as a day to celebrate all presidents. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has denied Florida residents assistance after tornadoes impacted the area. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis pushes back.
Stuff's a lot more expensive than it was just a year or two ago. So we understand the challenges that folks are facing. As soon as the tornadoes hit, Florida Department of Emergency Management had deployed disaster staff, recovery staff, into the impacted counties. They conducted a damage assessment with county officials, with FEMA, and with the U.S. Small Business Administration. I then declared a state of emergency, and the main reason for that was to be able to unlock our request to the Biden administration for individual assistance. And we requested all programs under individual assistance to provide relief for the impacted communities. Unfortunately, that request was denied.
84% of the impacted population receives Social Security income. USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices. So we are taking active steps to alleviate the pressure on our own energy markets and offset raising prices. We're coordinating with major energy consumers and producers. We're prepared to deploy all the tools and authority at our disposal to provide relief at the gas pump.
America is already suffering from record inflation under the Biden administration. And if Russia invades Ukraine, that could cause a big problem moving forward. So says Congressman Glenn Grotham, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
We already have a huge amount of inflation. I think President Biden is doing a horrible job in so many ways. I mean, look at the new border numbers, and you wonder whether he cares, you know, the degree to which he cares about the country at all. But you look right now at M2, the monetary supply, going up at rates more than twice of what we saw in the 70s. And, you know, regardless of what happens in the Ukraine, inflation is going to get worse. Then you put the pressure that's going to put on energy, and it's going to go up even more. No doubt about it. I think you look at some of his nominees for the Federal Reserve, and it looks like he's going to continue this green first policy, which would be a separate thing that is going to cause energy prices to go up.
The controversial Winter Olympics have come to an end in communist China. The Norwegians have captured the most medals, including 16 gold. Their total was 37. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, happy President's Day, America. How you doing? Good to have you with us. It's Monday all over the United States. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And enjoy the plethora of interviews, advice and counsel on books and all that good stuff, all right there. But especially the interviews there, absolutely free because we're givers and we're happy to pass them on to you. You know, when you think about presidency, I like what Trey Gowdy said the other night, is that, when you consider the history of this great country as rich as it is, how many presidents have we had that were reluctant? That kind of, I guess maybe they looked on the job as being so foreboding. And so awesome. It wasn't like they scrambled. And it just seems that, as decades have passed, some of that humility is gone. And people are wanting to be president for all the wrong reasons. But when you think about the first president, a bit reluctant, which today happens to be his birthday as well. But we should celebrate it because, we had Lincoln's birthday before when I was growing up. We had Lincoln's birthday was a day off, and then, Congress decided in the early 70s, well, we're just going to combine it. We'll just make it President's Day. And, I'm sure probably to the chagrin of bureaucrats because they had to take a little bit of a hit as if they don't get enough time off already. I don't know, what did they get? Over a month of days? Something like 44, I think, is what the number is. Anyway, some astronomical numbers of days off. Doing the people's bidding, so to speak. But hey, I digress for just a moment here. But today is President's Day, and you think about the character of what a president, what a leader represents. What do you expect? And the thing is that, again, I go back to what we've been saying all along. It starts with the culture. The health of the culture is reflected in the health of politics. Now, I would say that our political environment is ailing. Some would say it's on life support. Well, where does that come from? When you look at our culture right now that has abandoned truth, we've abandoned the principles on which George Washington, as the first president, lived under, aspired to. I know some would say, well, he wasn't perfect. Well, nobody's perfect. Come on, get over it. But it doesn't mean that he stopped trying. We are moving toward a more perfect union, understanding that there is a more perfect union to arrive to, or at least hoping for. Of course, for those of faith, we know when the more perfect union occurs. And without Jesus, it ain't going to happen. But it doesn't release of our responsibility to do as much as we can to arrive to that point. But here we are in the 21st century, all these years later, since we had our first reluctant president, and how are we doing? And we have a president in office right now that you've got almost two-thirds of the country saying, this guy's done nothing for us. And look at all the suffering that we're going through. It's just the beginning. We're on the verge of, you know, what could be World War III. And that, you know, and I mean, this could be massive. Because what happens, you know, with Russia and Ukraine, I mean, does this trigger China possibly? I mean, look at, if America doesn't hit, I know Klaus Schwab has talked about the Great Reset. And the Great Reset, his intent is, let's have a Great Reset to get us into a one-world government. But I believe that, you know, people of faith around the world must consider a Great Reset. Because what I sense is that we're also, you know, when all these things, you know, go, you know, when it looks like it's all going to hell in a handbasket, it's interesting what seems to be happening in the background. I say in the background because most people are unaware of the spiritual environment and spiritual implications. And what I am sensing in the spiritual environment is we're about to enter into a great awakening. An awakening that is so needful. And this isn't just about America, ladies and gentlemen. This is about the world, the entire world awakening to the acknowledgement that God is God. And he's in charge. I mean, all this stuff that we've gone through with COVID, all the things, the unrest around the planet. Look, it's no big surprise. We were told that this is going to happen. It's happening, okay? But I think what we're waiting for right now, an expectation, is this awakening period. And understand, in the midst of this awakening period, you're still going to have evil running amok. You're going to still have this craziness going on. But there is a reason for the awakening. The reason for the awakening is that you will know that God is God. Okay? And what you choose to do with that understanding, it's on you. Okay? There's comes with it an incredible amount of responsibility, blessing in the midst of trial and tribulation, because that will run parallel with this great reawakening that I believe is being triggered. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think and what you're hearing in your devotions and prayer life. And this came through, especially this morning, so clearly that this is what's going on. I know on the show we deal with current issues, the culture and politics. And I hope that you know my heart. And ultimately, what my prayer is and my ambition, if I might say, is that we would filter this through a biblical worldview. And by that, I mean by what God says, what God has told us. Remember, as he told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you, right? Well, how well is it going for you? Do we need to consider how right we're not doing, if I can put it in those terms, right? And you look at the politics, you look at how we're at each other's throats, and you're going, this is unsustainable. And we've got family members. I mean, I have family members that won't talk to me, you know, over politics. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. We've lost sight of the most important aspects of our being for what? Because of Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Come on, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that is so temporal and so temporary, but yet, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's going, which is kind of indicative of the civil war in a sense that we're having. It's not, you know, necessarily like a revolutionary war, but I think this is what it's all coming down to, is that we need to come together in such a way to realize, okay, how's that working for you? And the awakening, this great awakening that I believe that we're on the verge of experiencing, will clarify that once and for all, because the power of this awakening is beyond ourselves. It has to be beyond ourselves, because within ourselves, we're all in our cocoons, as, you know, Dr. Will Riley would say, and we're all siloed, you know, listening to others and just hearing the echoes of our own mind and imaginings, as opposed to relating to one another and helping each other out. Because this is the opportunity, the grand opportunity and blessing of life, and that is to serve God and serve one another, I believe. And by his grace and mercy, perhaps we will have that opportunity to do that once again. Coming up next, Miranda Devine, her incredible book, the laptop from hell. We're going to get into some politics, and for you to understand, because it's going to really set the tone for much of the conversation for the rest of this morning. So listen to what she shares with us again. It is from an earlier interview that we had several weeks ago, but it's so pertinent as to what's going on. And this is to help you analyze and understand how corrupt our institutions have become. And it's far more reaching than Hunter Biden, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned. We've got Miranda Devine coming up next, and we're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same.
Welcome
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent. Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Miranda Devine continues with us, New York columnist and author of the book Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. No doubt this was an all-out cabal, you know, to hide this evidence. I mean, to the point that somewhere 15-20% of the electorate said, had they known about Hunter Biden's laptop, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. So I guess the Democrats would have had to really double down and do more cheating in order to get the selection of Joe Biden as president.
Well, it really was a concerted censorship operation, and really shocking that, you know, two unaccountable monopolies, like an oligopoly, as you could call them, in social media, in Facebook and Twitter, just within hours of our story going online last October, they censored it. They, not last October, sorry, 2020, October 2020. I keep forgetting we're 2022 now.
It's all going so fast, I know. Yes.
And you know, that they felt that they had the right to traduce the reporting of the New York Post, which is basically the oldest newspaper in America, founded by Alexander Hamilton, the fourth largest by readership in the country. You know, who do they think they are? Well, they obviously think they're more important than a sitting U.S. president, because they deplatformed President Trump. So that is a frightening situation that we are in. Nothing has been done to remedy it since. And, you know, even Emmanuel Macron in France voiced some disquiet when President Trump was deplatformed, because these are, you know, these global operations which are more powerful than the elected president. That is terrifying.
It really is. And the thing is, it's not so much who they think they are. It's us saying, who do we think they are? They know who they are. They've got full control of the levers of power in every way. You know, I want to go back to what you talked about in terms of the princelings. I mean, this is a paradigm that operates in every country. The CCP saw this very clearly when Joe Biden brought his son with him on Air Force Two. That just told them, hey, look at, we run the same program. We're just like you. And this is why Blinken and, you know, those that were representing the United States in front of the CCP last year got slapped down by the communists, because they were saying, hey, you're no better than we know who you are. How dare you bring any kind of righteous arrogance into this meeting? You have no standing whatsoever, because they could have very well finished that statement. And maybe they did. And maybe it just didn't, you know, pass the translator's test to say, we know you're president.
Well, exactly. I mean, it also goes for Vladimir Putin. Hunter Biden was, you know, mixing with the corrupt, vile oligarchs that are in the inner sanctum of Vladimir Putin, as well as President Xi's inner circle. This is a crackhead who was just unable to conduct a normal life, and his father had deputized him as the bagman for the family to collect the money. And it's a disgrace that it was allowed to happen at the time, and it was being done right in front of the American people's noses. I mean, Hunter Biden was flying around on Air Force Two, not just to Beijing, but to Mexico and around the country, doing his own private business, or let's say the family's private business,
exactly,
with Joe Biden's imprimatur as vice president. It's shocking that there was nothing made of it at the time. And now it's coming out. All we're getting is just stonewalling, and the White House saying it has nothing to do with us.
And the laptop clearly demonstrates that Joe Biden was getting his beak wet, you know, that he was getting his cut in all this, right? The big guy.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard from Hunter Biden's own emails and text messages to family members that he felt aggrieved that he had to give so much of his money to the rest of the family. He said to his daughter at one point, you're lucky that you don't have to give half your salary to Pop, which is his father, Joe Biden. There's also evidence on the laptop that I found that there was commingling of Joe and Hunter Biden's finances. They had shared bank accounts, shared debit cards. And also there is some evidence that Hunter Biden was paying Joe's kind of regular household bills. There are, you know, things like painting of Joe's and Jill's mansion by the lake in Delaware, sort of rebuilding a retaining wall, replacing an air conditioning system in a cottage that was on the grounds that Joe Biden used to rent to the Secret Service. All those kinds of you know, expenses that every household has, especially if you have this lavish pile, as Joe Biden does in this very ritzy part of Delaware, in Greenville, Delaware, near Wilmington. And there's also evidence that of an AT&T monthly phone bill for Joe Biden that Hunter was paying. And no doubt that is just the tip of the iceberg. Joe Biden has always boasted about being the poorest man in Congress, and yet he lives this champagne lifestyle. He lived in, has always lived in the most luxurious houses. He dresses impeccably in very expensive clothes. His entire family lives a life of immense privilege. He rails always about white privilege. Well, his family is a shining example of the absolute worst of white privilege. Anything they want, whether it be, you know, the things that money can't buy, entree into the best Ivy League colleges, grace and favor jobs at inflated prices, inflated salaries, you know, clerkships or internships, anything they wanted, they got. And, you know, as we know, the rest of us scrimp and save to get things for our children. And Joe Biden is the patriarch, and he acts like a, the godfather, and giving, bestowing favors and receiving favors. And Hunter Biden was sort of his go-between when people were coming in cap in hand and asking for favors from him.
Where's the IRS on this, Miranda? I mean, I think that, you know, you're going to tell me that this guy paid taxes and all this money?
Well, no, he did. I mean, because there were some pretty hairy close calls for Hunter Biden. He, practically all of his business partners ended up either in jail, dead, or disappeared, you know, here and in China. And he somehow managed to come out smelling like roses from all these entanglements. But there were, behind the scenes, some really panicked or, say, urgent missives from his lawyers and accountants getting him to get his books in order. They were getting his books in order on his behalf. And one of his business partners, Eric Schwerin, was sort of like his factotum, who was on top of all his life, his, you know, the paperwork in his life, because Hunter Biden, as I said, was a drug addict who couldn't pay his bills, he couldn't pay his alimony, he could barely get out of bed, couldn't do anything. So other people were orchestrating his getting his tax affairs in order, and he had massive tax bills he had to pay around that time. So I don't know whether he still has some sort of tax problem, but he did have very, very good professionals on the job. I know that he's being investigated over potential, you know, tax issues, also potential alleged money laundering, and also some of his foreign dealings. His uncle Jim Biden, who Joe's younger brother, who was also up to his neck in this operation, he is being investigated. So.
Wow. Only if they're interested in it, Miranda Devine. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Laptop from Hell, we'll link the book at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. Miranda, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil twist.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sunday night, the White House confirmed President Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, provided Russia does not invade Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Vladimir Putin and Biden to attend a summit at de-escalating the Ukraine crisis. Details will be ironed out on Thursday. Police have cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday, ending a 24-day occupation of the city's protest. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since Friday. The protest lasted 24 days. Many have called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's actions fascist. Every third Monday in February is designated as President's Day, a federal holiday originally established in 1885 and is generally seen as a day to celebrate all presidents. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It is time for Sam Sorbo. She's back with us, a family first actress, writer, speaker, homeschool mom. And we've got so much to catch up on. I thought before we meet face to face in NRB, hey, let's talk early, Sam. How about that?
Me, Bill.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So glad to have you on because there's so much. You and I could spend the entire show on the topics at hand. We are going to talk about homeschooling, talk about what's going on in education. But I want to first get your read on, you know, today's President's Day. And it's a time for us to reflect on, you know, the type of person, man or woman, that we need to lead the country. And there seems to be a vacancy when it comes to values, morality, and, oh, yeah, that constitutional thing.
Well, absolutely. And that vacancy, unfortunately, has been, in a sense, propagated by our schools mm-hmm. because our schools have failed to teach us what government in the United States really is, because the government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. The power resides with the people, but the people don't believe that anymore because they've been miseducated by a government that seeks only its own aggrandizement. So, yeah, we've got some serious things to consider. I would urge everybody here on President's Day to whip out a copy of the Constitution and read through it. It's a
exactly.
very simple document. It's not terribly complicated. Goodness knows that the health care bill that they passed was like 87 times the length of this simple document, and start to get familiar with your rights.
Yes. You know, it's amazing when you talk about simplicity and number of pages. It reminds me here, only because we're going to be talking about Constitution, one of my favorite books that the educators came up with that you're familiar with was the New England Primer. About 70, 80 pages is all. Powerful book.
Yes.
And the people that were taught by this, the people that benefited, our great-great-grandparents, who benefited from this 80-page, probably much more effective than the books that are coming out and are set up for the educational system today, right?
Yeah. Years ago, I asked for a copy for a birthday gift. I was like, well, I want one of those. I've never seen one, and I've heard everything about it or whatever. And I got it. I tell you, I was like really disappointed. I was like, wait, is this? This is it? This is the big news? But in fact, it contains all of the start to an education, the tools, if you will, of an education. And, you know, we're in our schools, we are taught that, that education is the three R's, right? What are the three R's? Reading, and arithmetic.
Right.
And here's the problem. First of all, we know that's a lie because it's not three R's, and we know that right off the bat. So, but we just chuckle about that, and we allow them to lie to us. But the fact is, it's more than that. It's more of a lie than that, because if you know how to read, are you educated? No. That's only the beginning. Now you have a tool to educate yourself.
Yes.
And once you know how to write, are you educated? No. You have to practice. You have to work at that. That is the tool to educate yourself. And so our education system is focused on barely supplying the tools to educate. And in fact, because that's the main focus of it, what it ends up doing is uneducating people so that they think, now that I know how to read, I know everything and I'm educated.
You're exactly right, and what also is missing here, Sam, is that road to critical thinking that's so necessary. See, that road is avoided at all costs, because you cannot have a compliant constituency if you have a brain and you think, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, and they say that they want to teach critical thinking, and they're doing the exact opposite. So what's the number one question in the classroom? That kids are always asking this one question. If you think about it, the question is, teacher, will this be on the test?
Yes.
So think about that. What does that question actually mean? It means, what do I have to know to just pass the test to get the grade?
Mm-hmm.
It does not reflect a student who is engaged and desiring to know things. It's a student who wants to do the bare minimum, which is what the system encourages in our children. But I struggle, Bill, because, of course, my message is get your children out of public school. Get them out now. Figure out the rest later. But the first and foremost is there's a train headed the way of your child. Move your child off the train track.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the struggle is that parents understand this. They agree with me. They understand when I walk them through how schools teach to really the lessons in schools are don't ask, don't try, and don't think, which is the opposite of education. And they're with me. They get it. And then as we're, you know, I'm like, okay, so tell me about you. What's your story, right, after I've made a presentation? They're like, we're with you the whole way. Oh, our story is we have, you know, a boy in high school. He goes to public school, but our school is really great. And I have to look at them and I say, great? How do you define great?
Yes.
And their definition of great, typically, for instance, might be, well, it's where we went to school. And I'm like, it's the same school? Yeah. And you think that is going to constitute the same education? What, are you an idiot? Like, seriously.
Right.
Where does that, that's not critical thinking. You can't even put two separate thoughts together. And,
right.
And you believe you're a thinking person, but you've been uneducated just like the rest of us, frankly, so that you're incapable of clearly thinking about what you just said. Our school is great because it's the same. Our son's school is great because it's the same school that we went to. Do you understand that the building is not what's instructing your child? that the fact that his locker might be three lockers down from where your locker was has absolutely no bearing on his education whatsoever, and that the teachers are all different than the teachers that you had, and therefore it has nothing to do with your school.
Exactly. Well, this is the shocking thing for people to wake up to, Sam, because, you know, it's almost in part like they can't handle the truth. It's a Jack Nicholson moment. And, but the reality is that, look at, here we are. I mean, COVID, we can be thankful for COVID because COVID did pull back the shroud of deception that school teachers, the educational system, the unions have been getting away with. And it's really shocking parents. I mean, to the degree, look what happened east and west, Virginia to San Francisco. And the mama bears and papa bears are waking up and saying, hey, no more. But this is just part and parcel. This is just the beginning of this revolution that's taking place. As you said, is that the call is for us to return to first principles. We talk about President's Day in reading the U.S. Constitution. That is first principles. You go back and you remember, okay, oh, wow, this is what America, this is what happened. This is why America came together. I mean, just read the Declaration of Independence. You read the Declaration of Independence and you go, oh, just the first two paragraphs. You go, that's America. That's us today. We need redress. We can do something about this, right?
Yes, before it gets bloody. Yes.
Yeah.
And we need to.
Right.
Everything you just said is so spot on. And I will add to it, the parents are getting upset. And what are they doing? They're going to the school board and they're yelling at the school board. And I'm saying to them, get your children off the front line and then do battle.
Exactly.
But these parents, they're leaving their children in the school and trying to do battle. And don't they understand that the battle that they're waging, they might win a few skirmishes, but what are they really accomplishing? They're going to set back the clock to a different time that got us to where we are today. So why? It's a self-defeating kind of an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
When if they just watch, they can watch my TV show Schools Out with Sam Sorbo on Epic TV, or they can go to my YouTube page and look at my videos that I put out, or get my books. But they can, or go to any other, frankly, most other, maybe not most other homeschool resources. They can learn that there is freedom when they step away from the institution. That the institution teaches slavery, and that really the only way to engender a free attitude within their children is to take their children outside the institution.
Get them off the battlefield. You're exactly right. Sam, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Sam Sorbo after this. Stay with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Sam Sorbo, the actress, writer, speaker, homeschool mom, continues. She tells me after I did the big setup and was looking forward to seeing her again, her and Kevin at NRB, said they're not going to be there. They're going to go be out there playing with dogs at the Iditarod. How much fun is that, huh?
It's crazy. I'm scared I'm going to freeze to death, so.
Well,
bundle
up the whole deal and make sure you tell Kevin we're rooting for him. I think that he can beat Sarah Palin at the Iditarod there.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I got to outmush her. Yeah, because if he doesn't, he can't come back to Florida. Well, you know, the big takeaway from our initial segment here with Sam, and I hope you heard this loud and clear, because this is strategy and this is what makes sense. You know, you are in a war for your children's education. It is a battle that is waging. And the first thing you need to do is get your kids off the field of battle. You know, parents want to go, okay, I get it. You want to react and do that sort of thing, but get them out of that situation as quickly as possible. And you say, okay, Sam, you say, take them. What am I supposed to do with them? I have a job. I've got responsibilities. I've been counting on the school system to babysit my kids and educate my kids. But they're not educating. They're indoctrinating. And so, Sam, tell them, you know, we've got to come up with a practical strategy because parents are finding out. There's no question. Homeschooling has just gone through the roof here in the last couple of years, and it continues to climb, much to the chagrin and the fear of the teachers union, right?
Right. Well, and I'll with one caveat to what you said, I agree with everything. And I'm going to add that it's not the battle isn't over the education of your children. Per se, the battle is actually for the soul of your child. And
yes.
That's why I try to take the focus off education. Two reasons. One, the schools aren't involved in education. That's not what they do. They de-educate, they anti-educate, and I'm not going after teachers. Teachers are caught in this sort of battle of ideologies just as much as the rest of us. Mm. But the schools teach don't ask, don't try, and don't think. That's the opposite of education. So we're not really talking about education when we're talking about schools, mm-hmm. which is why when the parents finally take their kids out of school and they're going, well, now what? The first thing I say is do not try to emulate anything that's happening in the schools because that is not education.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to go to what is your vision for your child? If it's the corner office of the highest building in New York, That's different than sort of a successful life. That's business success. That is the focus in the sense that the focus or the professed focus in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
But your focus really ought to be a good life for your mm-hmm. children, a happy life, being a good person, understanding how to be a good citizen, being a good neighbor, being a good family person, having children, for instance. Like all of those things, which are things that the school teaches have no value,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the way that they teach that those things have no value is there's no emphasis on those things whatsoever.
Exactly.
So if you look at the curriculum in the school, nowhere does it say how to manage your finances,
mm-hmm.
how to tithe, how to give to charity. Nowhere, right? How to grieve. How to help someone who's grieving. And they've even done away with home ec or, you know, basic house maintenance, basic car maintenance. All of those things have been removed from the education system, which is the indicators that should have sort of tipped us off a while ago to understand, oh, they're not seeking for the child's well-being. They're following a different agenda. So when you pull your kids out of school, start asking yourselves about the bigger picture and stop comparing yourselves to a failed system that unfortunately turned out the likes of you, okay? And this is where it gets very difficult because we all think we know what education is because we went to school. But now I've just basically proven schools don't educate.
Right.
And now I have to break it to you. You're not educated. And I can prove that. Because you don't feel competent to teach your children. Therefore, you don't have an education that you can impart. So what are you trying to do? So then we have to take a step back. And the parents have to say, okay, what do I think would be important? And yes, you're kind of reinventing the wheel. You're kind of starting from scratch. But that's okay. Because you've got several years to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, you're trying to help somebody grow into a worthwhile, meaningful human being, not Einstein, not some kid who can ace all the exams. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was listening. I didn't know. I know the puppy is getting excited. And, you know, because I understand puppy talk, and the puppy talk was saying amen, amen, and amen.
She gets aggravated when she hears it in my voice, I guess. I struggle because parents will go along and say, yes, yes, yes. And then they say, oh, but my son is different. My school is different. My teachers are different. The paradigm in the school is the teacher has all the knowledge and you have to do what in order to ask a question? You have to raise your hand. You literally have to ask permission in order to try to learn something. And that's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong paradigm. That is not the lesson that you want to teach your children. And so the problem is that it's so hard for somebody to pull themselves outside the system to see that because we've all been indoctrinated with, no, this is education. This is the definition of education. And what I'm saying
exactly.
to you is, that's a lie. They've been lying to us for decades upon decades. The founding fathers were a collection of the most brilliant minds. They created something that has endured for longer, I think, than any other government, right?
Right.
And preserve freedom. It's an amazing thing. Where did they go to school? They were all home educated. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they were taught the practical things
that.
Of life.
Let's
exactly.
make that our vision. Let's make
yeah.
that our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is for an independent thinking individual who knows the difference between goodness and bad,
mm-hmm.
right? Between good and evil, between beauty and the lack of beauty. That's what our goal is. Our goal isn't the corner office in a New York skyscraper. And we all know that doesn't lead to happiness. That does not define happiness.
Exactly.
Happiness is built in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the three R's, I say that education should be about the three F's: faith, family, and freedom. See? Because that's your worldview. Yeah. That's who you are and where you're going, right? That's your vision. Family, because that's the beginning of your relationship. And so that will define your relationship to the world. And then freedom, because we all know that knowledge is power and education is freedom. And right now we are not involved in our education system. And I put those in air quotes. We're not involved in the freedom movement. We're involved in the enslavement movement. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're graduating a bunch of socialists who think that government will solve all their problems.
Yeah. Well, because freedom comes from God.
It's the government who's teaching them.
Right.
And so, of course, the government's teaching these kids, government can solve all your problems. All we need is more government.
That's right. Exactly.
And that's why good Christian people have to take their kids out of school right now, post-haste.
Yeah. How well are they doing? I mean, to your point, after all that's been invested in the school system, what do we have today? I mean, we've got the kids yelling and screaming, going, look it, I want my tuitions canceled. Because why? because it didn't deliver, Sam. It didn't deliver to your exact point, number one. Number two, freedom comes from God. If you don't understand that, then it's a mess to begin with. The other thing that you touched on that was really important, I want people to really catch this in terms of fulfillment. Fulfillment happens when you know your child. You know your child better than any teacher. A teacher's sitting there dealing with 25, 26 different kids. Each kid has a different design, talent, and gift that is God-given. Do you think they have time to drill deep into that?
Right. And what does the school seek to do? The school seeks conformity.
Conformity,
exactly. To erase their uniqueness.
Exactly. Exactly. And so what happens is you have a bunch of frustrated kids because they become round pegs and square holes, as I say. And there's a lot of friction there and frustration, and then they wonder why, because thank God you get these kids. Like my youngest son, he is non-compliant, he is an absolute rebel, and the rest of the family looks at me like, Dad, what? I go, I am not about to break his spirit. I love his spirit, you know? And yes, he's a nonconformist, and there's parts of this that I don't understand, and I'll tell you, he brings me to God every morning because I need God's wisdom to say, how do I relate to this kid? See, and when you're in a school system and you got kids like that or a couple kids like that, that takes up a lot of time, becomes high maintenance. Teachers don't have the capability. They don't have the capacity, but parents do because we love our kids like nobody else, right?
Well, and God gave you your children to teach you, okay?
Yes.
And we say that children are a gift from God. And so what do you do with a gift? Well, don't you just give it to somebody else to open for you? Heck no. And that's another reason you shouldn't put your children in school as a Christian.
Yes.
Because your children were sent to you for a specific purpose. And the Bible's very clear that it's your job to educate, not anybody else's.
Sam, 30 seconds left real quick. Job one, get the kids in. Homeschool them, do it. So where do they go for a resource?
Well, they can go to samsorbo.com, and I've got a couple conferences coming up, one in April and one in June in South Florida. There are lots of homeschool resources that are available just in general online, but I'm trying to put something together because my paradigm is called self-teaching, and if you go to samsorbo.com or you can go to Epoch TV, E-P-O-C-H, TV and watch my show, School's Out with Sam Sorbo.
Gotta leave it there, Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Godspeed. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.